This is Colourful.
Now, on the line right now is Kat from Big Brother 2009, who joins us now to tell us what life in the Big Brother house was really like. A very good afternoon to you, Kat. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, Kat, did you tune in to the Ultimate Big Brother last Friday?
I didn't see exactly on Friday, but I've been seeing all the show in the past 2 years, including every night of Ultimate Big Brother. But I couldn't face Friday. It was too sad. I went to a retreat at Buddhist Center Temple instead.
Oh, really? So
it was. I just couldn't face.
It was too sad for you.
So, it is. Okay. I have to say, I really mean it. I went to retreat for 3 days. I couldn't face
it. Wow. So, Kat, I must ask you, what made you want to go in a house where you'll be cut off from your family and your friends, and you'll be doing these ridiculous tasks, and sometimes they didn't feed you, living with people you didn't know, some of them didn't particularly like. What made you want to say yes? I want to be part of that.
I want to be the first Thai person who going into the Big Brother house. Mm-hmm. And I also been watching Big Brother house for about 2 years before I go in, to be honest with you, just a little secret.
My husband
is a Big Brother Wicked fan from the first series till now, and I start get to heard about Big Brother from him. And I've been watching it every day, and I always said to him that I wish one day I could be in there.
And there you were. There you were, the first Thai lady on Big Brother.
I totally can't believe it. I'm so extremely happy to be a part of it. To me, Big Brother is the biggest television program. It's legendary. It's a biggest thing. And I'm amazingly happy to be a tiny part of it.
Wow. And talking about happy, that word happy, we all remember you for singing Happy How, Happy How, Happy House, Happy House. Do you remember? Of course you do.
I totally believe that if you try to be positive,
yes,
doesn't matter what situation in life mm-hmm. is. Even sometimes it's a bit sad, sometimes people are agreeing. If you try to be positive, things will try to turn positive.
So, Kat, let me ask you, that song that you were singing in the Big Brother house, do you sing that ordinarily? Do you sing that in your house?
I did that sometimes. It's really annoying to my husband, really.
Not only your husband, Kat.
I think I did annoy the whole country at some point with my happy, happy house. I guess so, I know.
Oh, dear. So, Kat, tell us what it was really like to be in the Big Brother house. I mean, living with these people who you don't know. Oh, my days. It just seems like my worst nightmare. I must tell you that. Go on, let us know what it was really like.
Can make you go crazy. Even sometimes you're not a crazy person, but it can make you go crazy. Mm. It really pair a lot with your mind.
Yes.
Before we going into the house, it's what a 6 month process mm-hmm. procedure, and we have to see psychologist mm-hmm. if we are strong enough to be in praying with all this game.
Mm-hmm.
They know everything that's gonna happen mm-hmm. like in the house. Almost what's going to be said, what's going to happen, mm-hmm. because they know us very, very well in different character. I'm very pleased that with what I did, I can't believe I'd be strong enough to handle it. But I think I'm lucky that I bonded with a group of good friends. Might
yes.
be Brock Lida now, Rex
yes.
Moore, Rachel Rice, who the winner.
Yes.
And that gave me the boost. And to be able to stay in there for like 3 months.
You did extremely well, extremely well. I mean, you know, every time I switched over and I watched you guys, I was like, my, they're still there? How can they manage? And, you know, I see Mo with his big afro. And, of course, you mentioned your friend Darnell. Now, did Darnell make it to your wedding, Kat?
He couldn't.
I thought he was supposed to sing at your wedding.
I know he tried his best. He spent most of his money he got with his dream, which is making his music.
Uh-huh.
And I know that he been trying so hard. He not only a talented guy, he also working very hard towards it.
Yes.
And I wish him luck.
Absolutely.
However, I did my two weddings, one in Thailand and one in the UK. Mm-hmm. Rex and Mo did come, but at the time, Darnell couldn't come.
Right. Well, congratulations to you, Kat, on your marriage. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I married with my friend Charming, and I was very happy on the day. Everything.
Happy. You see, you said happy again. You bet you're singing that to him all the time. So, Kat, tell me this. You know, when you were told, all of you were told that obviously you're going to be in the Big Brother house and Big Brother was going to be watching you, didn't you at any time think, oh my days, how can I go to the loo?
Yes, that's, you know what? That is my problem. I couldn't poo for 2 weeks. I have, every time I go to toilet, I used to have a towel to cover my little bit. And every time I try to change my clothes and everything, I have to cover like badly. But trust me, after 2 weeks, it's become your house. You just don't care anymore. You fart, you pull, you burp.
You do it all. You just let it rip.
This is Colourful.